But I am set free. I am blessed. I am on top. All of the things that God says, you're saying it. I believe. See, a lot of us don't say it because we don't believe it. It sounds like a lie to us. I'm rich. Man, I ain't got two pennies to rub together right now. That's a lie. Let me see your bank account. You want to see my heavenly bank account or my earthly one? Because my earthly one is going to soon look like my heaven. See, if you believe that. Sooner or later, if you speak what God says, what is supernatural will become natural. That's the word of the Lord. And if you're looking in the natural only and not connected with the supernatural and understanding the word of God, the devil will make it. Now, why are you going to tell that lie? You ain't healed. You still hurting. You still in pain. That's the body. That's the flesh talking. You do know the scripture in the 7th chapter of Romans says that there is a war. There's an inner conflict. The question is, whose report will you believe? Because you need to touch somebody and tell them, this flesh ain't all there is. There is a spirit that lives in me. And greater is he that lives in me and in you than he that is in the world. And that spirit is more powerful than my flesh. And so your belief patterns dictate your behavioral patterns. And so it affects your words. When somebody is saved and they used to cuss like a sailor, they still might cuss, but it ain't like a sailor. God is washing their mouth out and changing their speech, and they learn to talk. Do I have anybody here who can be a witness? I know you're saved, but every now and then. Come on now, don't act like you ain't still flexed. But it don't flow out of your mouth like rivers of water, like it used to. It's got to go way down deep and find some mess there that you didn't even know it was still there for that to come out you. But your belief begins to affect your words because you stop saying all of those things and you stop letting any negative and nasty thing come out of your mouth. You begin to be changed in your words. You stop speaking negativity and start speaking positively, the proof of God's word. But not only are your words affected, but your walk is affected by what you believe. Meaning that you begin to walk in righteousness. You begin to walk according to the word of God. You begin to walk in the way of God. Why? Because when you really believe it, you know that God will honor your walk before him in the land of the living. Listen, it doesn't mean that you are perfect. It means every step you are making is in the direction of perfection. And sooner or later, you will attain that. But you are at least going in the right direction. It means a literal change from the opposite direction, from the way of darkness to the way of light. And so your behavior is, again, a part of what you believe. And so when you believe differently, you walk differently. How many of you have been changed? And since you've been changed, you do things differently. The places you used to go, the people you used to associate with, the habits you used to have. I mean, you can go down a litany of things on that list and see there's been a change in you. No, you're not perfect, but there are things constantly and daily changing about you because you believe differently. So your walk is affected by your behavior. But then the last thing is in this behavioral pattern is your witness becomes more bold. So when you believe, it affects your behavior, and your behavior affects your words, your walk, and your witness. You see, when you really believe something, you don't have a problem telling folk about it. It's only when you're not sure about it. Those people who have been made sure beyond a shadow of a doubt, once they begin speaking, there is a boldness, a holy boldness that come over them that talks about the goodness of the Lord. They're not talking about what they feel, what they hope, what they think. They're talking about what they know. I know it was the blood. I know. I don't think. I don't fear. I know it was the blood that saved me, that cleansed me, that empowers me. And when you know that, you can say clearly that it is. And when God has blessed you and you know it was nobody else but the Lord, you can boldly witness to that. You see, you can't be a witness if you've not experienced it. And that's why you can boldly speak about it, because it has happened to you. Been there and done that. And so it's firsthand. It's not something you read. It's something you've experienced. So that's the behavioral part of the belief system. But I got to let you know that once you believe and your behavior then patterns itself after your belief, it is only a preparation for what follows next. And that's your battle. See, you didn't think this was going to be a flowery bed of ease situation, did you? Look at what he says. I believed, therefore have I spoken. Then what does he say? I was greatly afflicted. Now, this is important, because I got to tell you, the devil doesn't really get on your trail. The devil really doesn't really start messing with you until your walk starts to change from the direction of darkness to light, from wrong to right. The devil really don't mess with you until you start getting it together and he sees that he has lost his grip and power of influence, and what he says don't matter to you no more. Then he pulls out the hellhounds and put them on your trail. He calls the imps from every corner of the earth, and he tries to do everything he can to take you out. Listen at this now. Somebody said that the only dog in the crowd that hollers when a brick is thrown is the one that's got hit. That's the only one. You got to realize, brothers and sisters, the devil won't bother those who are not bothering him. He just simply take control. And you put up no opposition, no fight. He's got you where he wants, and he goes on. But the devil don't like you to resist him. Because if you submit to God and resist the devil, he can't take that. He's going to have to go somewhere else and build his confidence up and get somebody weaker. But I got you to know, he's coming back again. And when he comes back again, he strengthened his forces against you. But what the devil doesn't know, and you should know, is, again, greater is he that is in you than he that is in. So every time he comes back and brings more power with him, the greater the power of the Holy Ghost is spread abroad and shown in reality. Listen, the Holy Ghost don't use more power than is necessary. Because if he did, he would have taken the devil out on the first shot. But the reason he doesn't do that is because we got to walk with him every day. And if he takes your enemy out on the first day you become saved, then you won't have ever the growing and potential that is necessary. So he gives you just enough to make it through the day. The devil had already served notice the day he was taking you out. God, through the Holy Ghost, canceled out that order. He might have hit you, knocked you down low, but the Lord picked you back up, stood you up again, gave you another chance. I wish I had somebody here.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry. Partner with this ministry. and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast. Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
In Radio Land once again, my friends. This is Reverend Grunter asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. Yes, you that have situations that keep you at unrest, you that have those stumbling blocks that come from nowhere. That book of Genesis to Revelations has been around for a long time and shown us how many have deceitful thoughts in their hearts, mind, and spirit. And you say to yourself, good God, why is it happening to me? No matter what you're facing, friend, no matter how long you've tried to turn it around, there's a way being made out of no way if you have that faith. That faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. That faith, my friends, that have bought many through. Oh, my God, just that faith to go over there and be able to walk on the water. Say, oh, thee of little faith, my friends, just that faith of a grain of mustard seed can bring you through. This is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory. Telephone number, friends. Write it down. Write it down, my friend. If your mind is busy, just dial me right back. It's 404-212-2444. Yes, friends, those of you right now that have that sickness in your body and haven't to the doctor. Those of you right now, my friends, at the sound of my voice, that have that court case pending. Those of you, yes, you, my friends, that have no peace in that home and you're saying to yourself, good God, it has to be a way to turn this around. If you have that faith, you too can come through. When you write me, my friends, I pray that we can keep up with our mailing. We're going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil. We're going to send you a prayer cloth for you to work with. Oh, my God, and I'm going to say a gold or a black cross, and I'm going to ask that you pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, no matter where you are or what you're planning to do it. You can shake another person's hand and be praying the Psalms